What up, what up, what up? Kenyatta Banks in the building. You know what it is inside the Arsenal. We are back. I am back, at least. There will be a we at some point. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but coming soon. Anyways, this episode is about inspiration. And where do you get your inspiration from to do what you do? And inspiration can come from either places that you know very well or even sometimes just out of the blue. However, the reason why I'm bringing this up, I got to give a huge shout out to my friend Kev on stage. If y'all don't follow him or don't know him social media, I don't know where you're living because everything he puts out goes, you know, super viral and whatever. And comedian slash actor, writer, producer, Doughboy. And I'm making this because I recently, like literally an hour ago, was listening to a podcast they put up called Doughboy Quit His Job. And why Kevin did too. Now, being that I am friends with Kev and I've met Doughboy once, whether he remembers it or not is irrelevant, but I could tell that story some other time, maybe one day when I'm on their podcast. However, listening to both of them talk about their journey into where they are now, as far as what the world would deem as successful entrepreneurs, comedians, or even on my one of the posters for my workout video says leap and the net will appear. And it's one of those things that years ago, I didn't have an understanding of what that meant. I was like, that's a corny phrase. Like I was working some job. I just didn't get it. I was like, whatever, if you jump, okay, well, you don't want to die. So there has to be a net, right? Like it was so surface. And now I realize what it means. And I have to give a shout out to Doughboy because he took a leap, and I'm not going to ruin it. You're going to have to go on YouTube or their podcast and go listen to what he had to say about why he left the last, the most recent job he was at. So if you're on YouTube, it's called Doughboy Quit His Job. And then it says why Kev did too. It's about an hour long, but it'll go by fast because they're both so entertaining and full of energy and wisdom and knowledge. And you get two different spectrums of lifestyles, but you get the same inspiring words and like feeling from two people who truly believe in themselves and have a better understanding of what it takes. And I appreciate them for being transparent because at one point in this episode, Kev was saying, yeah, all these motivational speakers will tell you to quit your job and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, man, be smart about it. And I've been blessed enough to witness Kev do it. Doughboy is doing it. Shout out to my boy, Nate Jackson, who's a comedian who does it. And like, even myself, but I'm not trying to make this about me. I really want to know, like, I don't think people realize how much they inspire other people by being transparent. It's like one of the number one things that you can't deny. And I love when people share their stories and even where they're at in life. And they go through the ins and outs and the ups and downs of ego and pride and what you have to do and not having quote unquote money and your mindset, all the stuff that's not the fluff that social media puts out or people on social media put out where they, it makes it look like, oh, you have it all together and you have it all figured out or you make it look easy. People say that to me. I recently had someone say that to me about teaching classes and they say, oh, you make it look easy. And I said, yeah, you should try it. And then when someone tries it or the first time they step into that arena, they're like, oh my God, how do you do this? It's difficult. But it comes with practice, it comes with believing in yourself, and it comes with being inspired by others. I've been inspired by some of the greatest super trainers or whatever you want to call them, celebrity trainers in the world. But I've also been in the same room with them and realized I could hold my own. You know what I mean? And it's no knock on them. But even for me, my ego would not let me be like, you know what? They're great in respect. At one point, it was like animosity and anger and jealousy and how come them and not me? Where now, it's like, nah, I'm just a student and you're great and your journey is your journey. But I just wanted to know who inspires you? And I text Kev right after, well, not even right after, probably like 50 minutes into this podcast. And I was like, yo, thank you. Because just because you're not in the fitness industry, or just because someone's not, you know, a fitness model or whatever, doesn't mean that they can't inspire you in whatever arena. Because at the end of the day, we're all working towards living our dream and making it a reality and helping other people do the same and being entrepreneurs and not just saying it because it sounds cool, but living it because it's our reality. And so we're so like-minded, but sometimes you just need to hear it from a different perspective and another source. It's so beautiful when you can listen to a podcast or whatever, and someone's saying something and you find yourself, I'm sitting here by myself and I'm nodding my head, or I'm saying, yeah, like I feel that, or like I want to piggyback off, you know what I'm saying, what Doughboy was saying and what Kev is saying, but I'm here. I live in Arizona. They live in LA. But I'm like, oh, I really want to piggyback off that. And the best way I could do it was just come on here and talk about inspiration, because it comes from everywhere. Even last night, my boy Nate got put on the top 10 comedians in LA to look out for in 2019. Now, that might not mean much to some people, but that's my dude, and I know where he came from. So I'm like, we were just having this conversation because a school that I went to booked some comedians. We're talking about college life, booked some comedians for their homecoming. And when they posted on social media, Nate was there with us. He didn't graduate from there. He went somewhere else and graduated. But still, I'm like, how did y'all not? If comedy comes up, how did you not reach out to this dude? Like, how do you not? And then less than 24 hours later, top 10 comedians in LA, which you know is not easy for 2019. So it's kind of like the blessings always come, and the people who are meant to support you will support you. But all these things inspire me. When someone leaves a message or DMs me something that maybe I said, or just how they feel, this is just a reaction, you know, it's inspiring, because people assume that you get this all. Oh, you must get this all the time. No. And there's never enough positive energy and positive vibes. Like this past weekend, I've been vegan for the last 2 years or so, right? A little over two. And in the last 2 years, I kept going to these vegan and vegetarian festivals, just as a person coming to the festival, paying to get in, trying new food, wanting to try new things, doing all that. And then all of a sudden, this year, my boy and them, his name is really and them, the letter N and D-E-M, and them hit me up and was like, yo, you want to be on this panel for this festival? And I'm like, word? Yeah, like, of course I want to be on the panel for this festival. Why would I not want to be? You know what I'm saying? And I don't get excited about things until they're like, it's right in my face. But with all things considered, it was Super Bowl Sunday. Out here in Arizona, it was the Waste Management Open. So if you know anything about that, and if you don't, it's a huge golf party event where hundreds of thousands of people are here for this crazy event. And the weather was not great. It was raining. It was kind of cold for Arizona. It was pretty chilly. And still, people were there, and the people who were meant to be there were there, and the panel discussion was amazing. And for me, it was like one of my first speaking gigs, which is something that I want to venture more into. It's just, I'm really into people sharing their story and sharing their reality with the masses, instead of saying like, oh, I eat this way, I'm a vegan, and trying to act like it's all perfect and I only eat kale and drink water and do push-ups. Like, no, here's how it is, and this is a reality. But everybody on that panel, we vibed. We were meant to be there. So they inspired me. And then on top of that, there was a young boy. So we did a Q&A session after we had a moderator, shout out to Will Tucker Fitness in the building. And we were able to talk, and if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, they're doing construction. So, like, I apologize. It's probably annoying as hell. I might even just delete this whole thing. But anyways, so, you know, the devil's a liar trying to hate on this greatness. But there was people there who didn't want to ask questions on the mic. And there was a young kid who was like 15 years old who, after we spoke, he came to me and he said, hey, I want some help because I need to get stronger. He's like a cheerleader who like holds the people up. I think they call them bottoms. And he's like, I just want to get stronger and whatever. I don't really know what to do. So I talked to him for like, well, myself and Nadim and I talked to him for like 5-10, I don't know, maybe 12 minutes, and his mother. And literally the next day, I get a DM from the mom saying, hey, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to my son. He's so inspired. He woke up this morning and he went to school, or he went to the gym early before school, and he wrote out his workout plan and he's super excited. Like, yo, although I have inspired him, he inspired me as well, because it takes a lot to ask someone for help, or for some people, it takes a lot for some people to just embrace that someone around them can help them knowingly or unknowingly. Kev on Stage and Doughboy didn't know that what they were talking about would hit me as hard as it did when they were talking about leaping and taking a leap of faith and not feeling like you're caged in and all these things that a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to. So for me and for them, it's like, yo, we're running a parallel race. We might be in different places. And I just wanted to say that these dudes inspire me with how they grind. I ain't just talking about grinding. No, but you see the work. Kev puts up a video daily for like, I don't know how many years straight. Daily. I'm not talking about every now and then. Daily for years straight. People will say, oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. It sounds good. But that's discipline at the end of the day. That's commitment at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And just listening to the story is what made me want to say or ask you guys, like, who inspires you and why? And I don't really look towards, and no offense, but I just don't look towards like celebrity. You know what I'm saying? I look in my circle of friends, of people that I know who might be celebrity to the world or to social media, but we were all together at the starting point. We were all there. And so to see where they are now and where they're going, and vice versa, I'm sure they feel the same. There's a relatability, but at the same time, there is a something special about inspiration, because sometimes you might feel alone. Kev has a just different situation, but I don't know. I would have to talk to him, but he has a family, a wife and two beautiful kids. You know what I'm saying? Doughboy has a daughter. And so like me, I don't have a family and whatever, but like sometimes on the journey, you know, in this wilderness, if you will, you feel alone. And then you question, yo, am I doing the right thing? And yo, is this going to work? Or I need to do this. And you know. And sometimes you just need to hear something, or in this case, hear and see, because they recorded the podcast on camera too. Other people's stories and how they were able to overcome it, or what their mindset is to overcome it. So, yeah, memes can be inspiring too. And there's all these different elements. However, no matter what it is, the action must be taken, and the action must reflect what your thought process is or what the words you say. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes it's just the inspiration comes from all around you, but your eyes have to be open and your mind has to be open enough to receive inspiration. Like and no offense, because I know Kevin and his wife have a dope podcast too. And they talk relationships, and I usually catch, you know, some of it. And they drop serious gems in for whether you're single or married or dating or whatever. I mean, that thing is dialed in. But they are pretty long podcasts, so sometimes I'll start it and I won't finish it, or I'll save it for later. But for whatever reason, the Most High in the universe today was like, yo, watch this podcast. And I had to check myself because usually I'm listening to like motivational speeches, compilations, or people that are, you know, bigger names, the Eric Thomases and the Les Browns and whatever. And it's like, yo, why don't you just watch people you know and see? And sure enough, man, this podcast came right on time. So find your inspiration and go with it. You know what I'm saying? But be smart about it. But I implore you, you know what I'm saying, to go and check out this podcast on YouTube. I don't know what the podcast, it's righteousandratchet.com to support the movement, which is funny. But it just hit me so hard. I'm like, y'all, I was just going to post it. But I'm like, nah, we got to talk about this because I love to inspire people, but sometimes it's just about refueling and refilling your own cup and saying, well, who inspires me to be better, to be greater, to keep pushing forward? You know what I mean? So Kev, aka Kev on Stage, and Doughboy, and my boy Nate Jackson is three of those people. There's a lot more. I'm inspired by the people who take my classes, who have lovely stories that soon we'll be able to share. But I just think that you have to keep those people around. You know what I'm saying? You have to, because, and pay attention to what they're doing, because you will always learn something and you will always get something from them and from their journey and their stories. So find out who your inspirations are and thank them. You know what I mean? That's major. I had to text Kev right away and say, bro, I know you don't take compliments well and whatever, but thank you for keeping me inspired on my journey. And thank Doughboy too, because like you have to hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's reality versus I feel like sometimes we just wait and we wait and we wait and we wait till somebody making millions. And now we want to listen to what they have to say, or their name is in lights. And now what they say is gospel. Nah, man, listen to the people around you right now that's moving in the right direction. Stay around those people. You know what I'm saying? Move with them. I'm not saying follow them, move with them. And move forward with them. So I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I apologize for all the racket in the background. It's highly annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Make sure you check out my website, Arsenal by Kenyatta. Follow me on Instagram, Arsenal by Kenyatta. And stay tuned for more episodes and greatness. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email me at Kenyatta@arsenalbykenyatta.com. Peace, love, fire ants.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.